Traverse City commissioners looked over the new pier design at their meeting last night. The document features colorful images of walleye, salmon, steelhead, and smallmouth bass. But fishing guide Ted Kramer told the commission the 500-foot pier is in the wrong spot for fishing.
It seems to me that the idea of building the proposed fishing pier is a Trojan horse to bring another expensive waterfront feature to Traverse City and the bay for mixed use and attraction, not necessarily for fishing.
Dave McCool owns McCool Outdoor in Traverse City. He told IPR he loves the idea of the fishing pier, and he thinks anglers could have some luck catching migratory steelhead and salmon as they return to the river. But he agrees that if bass and walleye are your target, you'd be better off fishing elsewhere. Tim Brendel of Dancing Bear Charters likes the design of the 500-foot pier, but he says the west side of the Boardman River is just not a very good fishing spot.
The idea is a great thing, but if you're going to spend that kind of money on one, you'd think you'd want one where you could actually catch some fish, you know.
Brendel says the water along the site is too shallow and the lake bed too sandy to support an active habitat for bass, perch, and walleye. Those are the types of fish that are popular for bay anglers. Brendel says they tend to hang out in deeper water and in rockier terrain.
They go in those little crevices and whatnot, you know, that attracts bait fish. And you know, you don't have that on a sandy bottom scenario like off of the Boardman River mouth.
If you want to catch fish in Grand Traverse Bay, says Brendel, you need to go out past the drop-off point, which aligns with only the very tip of the proposed pier. City commissioners gave the green light last night for engineers to continue studying the project using grant money from the Great Lakes Fishery Trust. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Aaron Selbig.